Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 20. Zeb Returns to the Ranch. Eureka was much surprised to find herself in disgrace, but she was, in spite of the fact that she had not eaten the piglet. For the folks of Oz knew the kitten had tried to commit the crime, and that only an accident had prevented her from doing so. Therefore, even the hungry tiger preferred not to associate with her. Eureka was forbidden to wander around the palace and was made to stay in confinement in Dorothy's room, so she began to beg her mistress to send her to some other place where she could enjoy herself better. Dorothy was herself anxious to get home, so she promised Eureka they would not stay in the Land of Oz much longer. The next evening, after the trial, the little girl begged Ozma to allow her to look in the enchanted picture, and the princess readily consented. She took the child to her room and said, "Make your wish, dear, and the picture will show the scene you desire to behold." Then Dorothy found, with the aid of the enchanted picture, that Uncle Henry had returned to the farm in Kansas, and she also saw that both he and Aunt Em were dressed in mourning because they thought their little niece had been killed by the earthquake. "Really," said the girl anxiously, "I must get back as soon as possible to my own folks." Zeb also wanted to see his home, and although he did not find anyone mourning for him, the sight of Hugson's ranch in the picture made him long to get back there. "This is a fine country, and I like all the people that live in it," he told Dorothy. "But the fact is, Jim and I don't seem to fit into a fairyland, and the old horse has been begging me to go home again ever since he lost the race. So, if you can find a way to fix it, we'll be much obliged to you." "Ozma can do it easily," replied Dorothy. "Tomorrow morning I'll go to Kansas, and you can go to California." That last evening was so delightful that the boy will never forget it as long as he lives. They were all together, except Eureka, in the pretty rooms of the princess, and the wizard did some new tricks, and the scarecrow told stories, and the tin woodman sang a love song in a sonorous metallic voice, and everybody laughed and had a good time. Then Dorothy wound up Tick-Tock, and he danced a jig to amuse the company, after which the yellow hen related some of her adventures with the gnome king in the Land of Ev. The princess served delicious refreshments to those who were in the habit of eating, and when Dorothy's bedtime arrived, the company separated after exchanging many friendly sentiments. Next morning, they all assembled for the final parting, and many of the officials and courtiers came to look upon the impressive ceremonies. Dorothy held Eureka in her arms and bade her friends a fond goodbye. "You must come again sometime," said the little wizard, and she promised she would if she found it possible to do so. "But Uncle Henry and Aunt Em need me to help them," she added, "so I can't ever be very long away from the farm in Kansas." Ozma wore the magic belt, and when she had kissed Dorothy farewell and had made her wish, the little girl and her kitten disappeared in a twinkling. "Where is she?" asked Zeb, rather bewildered by the suddenness of it. "Greeting her uncle and aunt in Kansas by this time," returned Ozma with a smile. Then Zeb brought out Jim, all harnessed to the buggy, and took his seat. "I'm much obliged for all your kindness," said the boy, "and very grateful to you for saving my life and sending me home again after all the good times I've had. I think this is the loveliest country in the world. But not being fairies, Jim and I feel we ought to be where we belong, and that's at the ranch. Goodbye, everybody." He gave a start and rubbed his eyes. Jim was trotting along the well-known road, shaking his ears and whisking his tail with a contented motion. Just ahead of them were the gates of Hugson's ranch, and Uncle Hugson now came out and stood with uplifted arms and wide-open mouth, staring in amazement. "Goodness gracious! It's Zeb and Jim, too!" he exclaimed. "Where in the world have you been, my lad?" "Why, in the world, Uncle," answered Zeb with a laugh. The end of Chapter 20. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.